Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derby Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen Property and Development Committee meeting. Today is Thursday, January 22nd, and it is now 5:27 p.m. If we could all stand for the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, states of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have the roll call, please?
Rob Hyder.
Here.
Arthur Newberg.
Here.
Amy Pettinici.
Here.
You have three members present, so you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Item four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of agenda. Do I hear any additions, deletions?
No.
That was a no?
Correct. That was a no.
Correct. Thank you. Okay. With nothing adding or deleting from the agenda, we'll move on to public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Turn on the mic and state your name and address, please.
Hi there. This is Lisa Braylon from 7 Grandview Boulevard here in Derby. Two things. One is that I would like to strongly encourage all committees to meet every month. I know of at least 4 months last year in which the committees did not meet. And like in November, December, that was because the holidays fell exactly on the fourth Thursdays. So it seems to me that one could schedule those meetings for another time rather than just canceling them, because it makes for very large gaps in the process. So that's an encouragement to meet regularly.
Thank you.
Okay. Number two, I am here because of the item on the agenda, the trolley car stencils. And so I will remain open for any questions or talking about that.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Would anyone else from the public wish to speak? Oh, turn it back on, Jack. There you go.
Okay. Jack Wallace, 31 A Street. I have a question and then a couple of comments. Question is, 2 years ago, the city allocated hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair the bridge on the Greenway, and it was postponed, and they reallocated the money last year, I believe, right, or set it aside again. And I understand, or I've heard, that the problem was with the railroads, but I'm just wondering, where do we stand on that? Because the bridge isn't getting any better.
Okay. I don't believe I have an answer for you here, unless anyone else. Attorney Petrella, do you have any information on that one?
On the bridge? No.
No.
We Roger. Okay. Well, we also tried, and I've been trying to make contact, and they've been rather elusive, Jack.
Yeah. I mean,
to put it mildly. We have not. At one point, we made contact with the individual. He promised to review it and get back to us. And then my partner, Brian Lima, has been chasing them ever since.
It's just, you know, it's a lot of money, and it's worth less and less every time they delay. And I think it was over $400,000, if I recall.
I believe that's accurate. Yeah.
So, all right. Then I have just a couple comments. You know, Lisa's talking about the project to put the trolley cars. I just want to tell you that that was a project that we did probably 15 years ago. It was done by the Derby Shelton Rotary Club and Ansonia Rotary Club as a joint project. It's on the old belt line, which was the trolley line that ran between the two towns. And at one point, the Boy Scouts even awarded a merit badge for the kids that would do it. It was very popular. It was a social thing and whatnot. And we had the trolley cars painted. Ironically, the DPW and the Ansonia Public Works did the work. We didn't ask the work. We were going to do all the work, but they jumped in, and you know, they stayed for a couple of years, and they don't last forever, but it was a good project. Okay. Then I sent a report when the board met last month, the full board, about the plaque project. I was just wondering if anyone has any questions about the plaque project that we started 2 years ago.
No, I don't. I enjoy that project. I think it's really a really cool thing and unique for our city. I don't have any questions. Arthur or Rob, do you?
No questions. I just hope it continues and continue to add them around the city.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have no questions either. But it's a good project. Looking forward to see it move forward.
Yeah, I do have a question on the trolley, the Beltline paintings. Do you happen to have a map of that project that you did 15 years ago on where those stencils were placed?
Do I have a map? I don't think I
Painted
have a map, but
on
it's
the
just,
sidewalk.
it's literally a circle running from here up to, Elizabeth Street, Seymour Avenue, into Ansonia.
Sorry, I froze. I don't know if I didn't hear that. I don't know if you could hear me.
Yeah, you cut out for a minute. If you want to re-ask your question, Rob.
Maybe we lost them
You
again.
might have lost him. I think his original question was, do you still have the original map to see where they were placed? And I think you said.
They were just spaced at that point in time. I literally went out with a hand wheel, and they were every tenth of a mile.
Okay.
Okay, you could do it any way you wanted. And the trolley cars were painted red in Derby, and they were painted blue in the Ansonia. It was just a nice thing. At the time, we were also hoping to get some people off of the Greenway because we had too many people using the Greenway. So we thought this would give them an alternative. I have to say, I don't think we got that many people that used it, but anything you can do to get people out and exercising is a positive, especially when you're connecting it to something good about the city, its history. So I thought it was a good thing.
Yeah, you raised that the Boy Scouts helped with that other project. I wonder if they'd be willing to help with yours to help maybe.
Perhaps. I think he was saying that they earned a badge for walking, not.
Yeah, they didn't help with the project. They just
Okay, they walked it. Okay.
they was trying to encourage the
So
Scouts.
maybe we
Yeah.
can, yeah.
And the stencils, I don't know. Did you ever find the stencils? Because they were.
Yes, I have both stencils on
Okay.
the floor of my garage.
Yeah. Okay. So they're still there. It's not a big deal. My last thing is that, I've been coming for a couple of years talking about the Greenway and the kiosk. Okay. And, that's a real sore point with me now. And they finally did come and put the kiosk back. They put it in the wrong place. The kiosk had nothing to do with the Greenway. The kiosk was about the tub wheels, and the kiosk was supposed to go back right next to the tub wheels. That's not where it is. It's been there since November. I don't see anything happening with it. So I'm making a comment. It's not up to me what happens next, but it wasn't done right. And, that's a contract that I guess NBCOG had with, I don't know who the contractor was, but it's not where it was supposed to be. It was supposed to go back right next to the tub wheels where they put the concrete base. So that's all I've got to say.
Thank you, Jack. Linda, come on up.
So it took a very long time to get the kiosk, and I know that it wasn't exactly where Jack wanted or what he wanted. It was not very close to what had originally been there. I can ask them to try to move it because they haven't closed out the project. Will they do it? I don't know. It's kind of cold now to try to re-cement it down in a different place, but we can certainly try because the project is still technically open. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's maybe something that we should pursue what work it would take just to move it,
Okay.
and we probably have to wait, obviously, until spring.
Yeah, I can call Scott Seville tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
But there are other punch list
There
items.
aren't other punch list
Right. In this one.
items, which is why that the project hasn't closed yet.
No, I mean, just so they know they're.
Did we lose Rob?
He was there.
I'm back. Yeah, I got lost in Naugatuck somewhere, but I'm back.
Okay. All right. All right.
Maybe just tell them they don't have the map.
Okay. So, Rob, to answer your question, Jack did not have a map.
Okay.
But Lisa knows the circular pattern and where they go.
Okay, perfect.
Every tenth of a mile was the previous project.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Any other? Would anyone else from the public wish to speak? One last time. Anyone else from the public? Jack, come on back.
Let me just add one last thing. I've been chasing Home Depot about a plaque, but in the course of that, I've also been asking, you know, when this Main Street started, there was a memorial in front of Home Depot, and it belonged to them, and they had erected it when the building was put up. It was a V-shaped brick thing with plaques on it, and I believe it listed all the former employees at Farrell's who had fought in the wars. And, you know, I've been down to Home Depot several times asking them, where is it? Should have been put back. I don't know who took it down. I'm assuming it was probably the state contractor, but it's not there. They don't know where it is. I think the city should take the interest in that and ask the construction crew, where is it? Because it shouldn't be a big deal to just take it and put it right back where it was. But it's been lost.
Yeah.
If they took it, they should pay for it.
I agree. Linda, when you contact the contractor or the state or whomever about moving the kiosk, is that something else that you can address with them as well?
I can, but I don't think that they are going to have it, Rob, because Lowe's was Home Depot was built before they started that project. I just asked the mayor if maybe Public Works would have had it. I can go down and ask to see the manager. He doesn't think that Public Works has it. I can go down to Home Depot and ask to see the manager and explain the situation.
They took it down when the project started.
Oh,
or the state or Home Depot.
Okay, well, I can ask Scott Seville too, but I don't remember it being there for a long time. I could be wrong.
It was there for years.
Right.
Yeah, I don't. It came down along with the project, and that's a good question as to where it is, and I would like to have it replaced.
All right, I'll talk to Scott about that too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It definitely came down for the project because it was a bona. It was brought up at the time of the public meetings, you know, and then they had to, you know, because that's when they started widening. But there were Home Depot also redid some of their buffer landscaping stuff too. But that was different than this. This was taken down as part of the project because that was like part of the first part that they had to widen out.
Since Jack came back, I'll come back to, this is Lisa Braley again. I again would like to encourage something which would be the sort of revision and revival of the Adopt a Spot program, if that falls within this committee. I know that was Rob, so hence I'm bringing it up here. But it would be great to see that supported and maybe thought about in some different ways. Like not having a $475 fee, acknowledging what people do, things like that, to actually encourage some more more adoption spots.
Thank you. Okay, one last time. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Okay, hearing no one else, we'll move on to item 6, elect chair of the committee for 2025 through 2027 term.
Since Amy did such a fantastic job in her first term, I would be happy to nominate her to serve as the chair of this committee again for another term. I make that in the form of a motion.
And I second that motion.
Thank you. Okay, so that's a first and a second from Rob and Arthur for Amy. Do I hear any other motions? Okay. Any questions? Okay. Does everyone agree in this vote that Amy is the new chair? Yes, we all agree. Yes, vote yes. Okay, great. Thank you. Next item. Item number seven, adopt regular meeting schedule for the 2026 calendar year. I saw that in here somewhere, but it's my other one's right there. Yes. Okay. So we have the dates from January through December for our committee to meet starting at 5 p.m. or following the community relations meeting. Do I have a motion to accept and adopt this calendar?
So moved.
Thank you. I think I heard Arthur first. Rob, did I hear you second?
Second, yes.
Okay. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That motion carries. Thank you.
Madam Chair, just to clarify the record, they'll go to January of 27.
I'm sorry. It goes through January 2027, the meeting schedule. Okay. Next item, number eight, trolley stencils on sidewalks, Main Street, Elizabeth Street, Seymour Avenue, Atwater Avenue, Division Street, and Derby Avenue. Update only, there's no action here. I really just wanted to bring this back onto the agenda just to let everyone know that it was not I did not lose sight of it and that we will still work through this. Linda, did you want to add something?
I did. I actually talked to Mike because one of the discussions that was had in a previous Board of Alders meeting was because Public Works had been involved the last time, did they have an opinion, especially about the spacing of the trolleys. So I met with Mike and he really didn't, but he did say he'd be willing to help. They might be able to get some paint, but he would defer to the board on the spacing. All right.
All right. Thank you. So what I was thinking we would do is if a couple of the board members would like to take a walk, not in the frigid temperature January, but maybe later next month or in early March, we can kind of walk through and maybe look what the space would look like, 1/10 of a mile, maybe one a little longer, a little less, and see what that would look like. Decide on how. Excuse me, the spacing and then how many that would be total. And then we can figure out from there, if Public Works can help us. What we'll bring once we have a plan, we'll bring it back to the large board. And then that can get hopefully done in the spring. Did you want to come back up? Yeah.
So part of the trail was in Ansonia.
I was going to
And
bring
we have a good relationship with the new administration
Yes.
over there. They have an event planner. They have a chief of staff as well. We've spoken together many times. I think this would be a doable project. I think that they might be willing to buy into that. I certainly will raise it with them when it gets warmer.
Absolutely. I was going to bring that up too. I was like, maybe we should reach out to Ansonia and see if we want to join efforts on this. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Any more questions on that item?
Can I say anything? Allowed?
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that 1/10 of a mile was regular but odd
Okay.
because they would just fall like wherever 1/10 of a mile was. And they're actually quite regular when where they are still visible. You can walk exactly the same number of steps for each one. That little wheel that he used worked really well. But 1/10 of a mile is, you can't see the next one, and they fall where they fall. So the idea was to try to place
Place
them
them a little bit more.
a little bit more actually visibly,
Okay.
sensibly,
Right.
whatever,
Not on
which does
corners.
actually
Yeah.
make for more than 1/10 of a mile.
Okay.
Yes, I was waiting on the Ansonia portion of this because I was certainly not going to go talk to Ansonia about this without
Yeah.
having a decision here.
Yeah.
And particularly because Ansonia had previously been more difficult about the project.
Yeah, I think Linda can add to. Well, why don't we let Linda introduce the idea and then, we'll have a joint. Yeah, once.
Wait until this is decided.
Yes, perfect. Thank you, Lisa. All right, good. Next item, nine, use of Caroline Street cobblestones. Update only, no action on this one either. Again, same thought process with this one. I just don't want to lose sight of it. We did have some dialogue. Jack has been coming to the meetings for quite some time to talk about the cobblestones and ideas and what we could do with them. We do know that we want to make sure whatever the design is or the project, it is safe. So Public Works does have a say in that. So some of the ideas that we tossed around via email, and by no means are these, set in stone or anything, but some of the ideas were, some type of signs, or paths in the Greenway entrance, some city sign with the seal on it, maybe coming back in from Shelton and leaving Derby into Shelton, maybe a monument on the green. Maybe we can, do a different project on the green. So we're actively, still considering designs and in discussions, and we'll involve public works. So nothing is set right now, but we don't want to let this project just, fall. So we will work through it over the winter here, so that when we get to the spring, hopefully we can have a design and start to move forward from there. Okay. Does anyone have any questions on that item? Okay, hearing none, then we will move on to item 10. Update on 2025 bond referendum, Derby Middle School chiller, and Derby Public Library HVAC system. Thank you, Brian.
It's Brian Hall, the Finance Director for City of Derby. The HVAC for the library is in flight. Corporate Council has approved the RFP. It is with the town clerk to post on the website. I hope by next week that is up. We're hopefully go about a 30-day period where myself and perhaps some members on the finance committee will reach out to some different vendors, make them aware of the RFP and what's going on, and hopefully we start to get some bids in and work through that process and be ready for the spring. Similarly, on the chiller side, the Board of Ed is started the bid process on their end. Myself and the board members will have to again start reaching out to similar type vendors, right, at the same time because it's all HVAC. Make them aware of those bids. We'll probably also likely try to go through Sourcewell to contact many of these vendors that are on their list. I'll talk a little bit about Sourcewell in the next meeting too, but Sourcewell is a conglomerate where they've already really gone through the RFP process and gotten the best prices with many of the brands and different companies. So it does allow us to kind of get things quicker and make decisions quicker, as you don't have to necessarily go through that full process and have the finance committee ultimately make the call if the director so chose a certain vendor that just made the most sense based on that pricing. But both of those are in works, and like I said, hopefully we're in good shape so that they can be ready for the summer. That would be the plan.
Thank you, Brian. All right. Any questions on that one? All right. Hearing none, we will move to item number 11. Proposed ordinance for Gold Star spouses, tax exemption, discussion, and possible recommendation to full board of aldermen, alderwomen. Okay. This is in the back of the packet.
Thanks, Deanna, Mark. Yeah.
We need her for this.
That's if you don't mind, if you have anything to speak about these ordinances or any comments, appreciate it if you don't mind jumping on.
Sure, I'm here if you want me to just give a broad overview.
Sure, that'd be great.
So in June of 2025, the legislature approved four local options for cities to vote on. They entailed surviving spouses of veterans that were had deceased before the program started. They were for unemployable people who had a rating but not of 100%. The Gold Star is for families of people who are killed in the line of duty. There is also a part of this is to approve a maximum of 2 acres of land to go along with the house that these 100% disabled veterans are entitled to now. So that's pretty much the options. I know that the Board of Aldermen did not entertain all of these, but those were all that were available to be voted on a local level. Any questions?
Does anyone have any questions?
What exactly is the exemption? Is it a partial? Is it a percentage of it? I didn't see it in here.
So presently, the state statute for 100% totally disabled veterans is their dwelling. And that's mandated. You know, that's not a local option. That's mandated. So it would be your house or your condominium. And it would have to be your residence that you live in.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I believe this is expanding it to include the land, correct, Betsy? The local ordinance that they'd be adopting?
Yes, it's up to 2 acres of your property.
Which at that point means the residents will be paying no tax at all, right?
It does not include any outbuildings. So if you have a detached garage or a shed, built-in swimming pool, those things would not be covered.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any more questions for Betsy or Bren on this item? Or do we have a motion?
I make a motion to pass this to the full board.
Okay, motion made by Rob. I will second that motion. Amy? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. Do we lose Arthur? Okay, item number 12, proposed ordinance for additional tax exemption for certain veterans, discussion and possible recommendation to full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Okay, so does anyone have any questions? I think Betsy, you spoke about both of them, right? So
she did.
Yep, she did. Yeah. Arthur, do you have any questions?
Sorry, I'm having some technical issues, so I couldn't really hear well. I have 2 questions.
Okay.
One is how many people in Derby would be like affected by this or benefited by it? And then also, like, do we know what the fiscal impact for the city would be if passed?
So presently we have 15 people on the program. And the fiscal impact, adding the land, I did not do that. I can get that number to you so that you have it.
I think it was around 600,000. You can double check, Betsy, but I want to say it was around that neighborhood for those 15 people.
Yeah.
And assessed value, correct. So obviously then you have to multiply times 70 or, you know, multiply times the mill rate to get to the actual dollars.
Okay. Thank you. That answers my question.
Okay. Are there any other questions or do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to pass this to the full board.
Thank you, Rob. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Arthur. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes. Thank you. All right. Next item, number 13, adjournment. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Motion made by Rob.
Second.
Arthur. Thank you for the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 5:56 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Did the other 2 points go? Okay, so one. Public safety, yes.